Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 62nd week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So Benjamin didn't know a lot about Joseph because he's just a little kid. And Joseph, now lots had took place in 22 years, and now Joseph is now 39, and Benjamin's probably about 30 years old or so about this time. And so I can't just imagine. We'll go a little bit farther. As they wept upon his neck, verse 15, moreover, he kissed all his brethren. What forgiveness. Joseph forgave all of his brethren. He kissed all of his brethren and wept upon them. And look at this. And after that, his brethren talked with him. I wonder what they talked about. They had a lot to catch up on, you reckon? 22 years, but you will notice that nothing was said. Of course, not much is said, but I don't think they said much about throwing him into the pit and selling him. I don't think much was said about that coat of many colors, how it was ripped off of him and thrown into the pit. I don't think they talked about, well, Joseph, we took that back to Dad and showed him to Dad. I think they talked more about families and the good things and what's happened in Joseph's life and how God's been so good to them. I think it was a happy family reunion now. Verse number 15. Then verse number 16. The fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house. Boy, you talk about news traveling quickly. Remember, Joseph had sent all the servants out, and the servants were out in the house, and they heard Joseph cry out, oh, it's my brother, it's me. And I could just imagine, they didn't have email, they didn't have cell phones. I imagine they hightailed it to Pharaoh. You'll never guess what we learned. Well, people like to talk, you know. Anyway, you never guess what we learned. Joseph's brothers, that's them. And all was heard about it saying, Joseph's brothers are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. It was good in Pharaoh's eyes. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, say this unto thy brother. Remember, Pharaoh is now the potentate, not just of Egypt, but you could probably safely say the whole world. Because the whole world was coming to Egypt because of the famine all over. And Pharaoh was a mighty man, and Joseph was just under him. This do ye, lay your beast and go and get you into the land of Canaan. Verse number 18, and take your father and your households and come unto me. Remember, this is now Pharaoh speaking. And I will give you all the good of the land of Egypt. And I like this part. And ye shall eat the fat of the land. The word fat here literally means the best that we have. It's a land of plenty. While there's famine everywhere else, you come here and you can have the fat of the land. In other words, you have the best there is. Let me add a little bit to this. Do you know, I like a little bit of fat. I don't like a lot of fat. When I eat my steak, some of y'all, well, Doug can't stand it. I remember when we were in Romania. Me and Latresa talked about this to somebody a couple weeks ago. When Doug and Diana first went to Romania, we were just behind them a few weeks, remember, just a few weeks after they got there. And they were in apartments there in Otapin. I still remember that train track or that, what was that, tram thing, you know. I remember there was a tram coming. What do you call that thing, tram? It wasn't a tram. It was a trolley car, you know. And this and I remember he crossed over the street because he was right there right downtown. Boy, the smoke and the diesel, I still remember that. You know, you're in that apartment up there. You get on the balcony and all the hustle and bustle in Bucharest. And I still remember going across the road to the bakery and some shops, and DJ, just a little bitty boy, his foot got stuck in that track. And here comes, that little trolley, ding, 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 ding. And he pulled his foot out, and there's his little shoe right there. And I remember I got it out of the shoe. But I remember getting stuck in that. Anyway, I said all this. We went and got some meat. And you had to buy it. They didn't have all the refrigeration and all in the time. And it's fresh meat. And it still had the video. Latrice still has that video of me and Latrice fighting over cutting that meat up. Remember that? It was chunks of meat. And he'd take his knife and he'd cut off some of that fat. He'd cut off all the fat. everything, the white, all, every bit of the fat. I said, Doug, you're ruining that meat. And we'd sit there argue, man, that fat brings taste to the meat, you know. And Doug, we're on opposite end of the spectrum. He likes his meat well done. It's like leather. I tell him, it's like leather. I like mine rare, man. Let the blood run, you know. And I like a little bit of fat, you know, when I get prime rib. You know how prime rib, there's some fat on it. I eat that fat. And I know y'all think that's, I like the taste of it. The fat, that's kind of what that means. It's the best. Now you may think, okay, I'll leave that alone. All right, but he's talking about, you eat the fat of the land. He ain't talking about the fat on prime rib. He's talking about the fat, the best that we have. You're going to, you guys, it's all yours. Literally, he said, it's all yours. The good of the land is yours. All of Egypt is yours. Verse number 21, and all the children of Israel did so. In other words, the brethren did exactly what Joseph had told them through the voice of Pharaoh. And Joseph gave them wagons. Now these wagons, this is the first time you see the word wagons in the Old Testament. And this was something that what historians tell us, that this was something that was common in Egypt, but it wasn't in other parts of the world. Like they were the inventors of these things. And it could be because of Joseph. And remember, they had to have the 7 years of plenty and all. They had so much that they had to figure out, how are we going to distribute this and haul it all to different places and storehouses and all. And some people actually think that perhaps Joseph had a hand in inventing, because he's a smart man, inventing the distribution centers, so to speak, like we have Walmart distribution centers and how you spread it all. Well, that's what Joseph was doing. And we find the word wagons, first time used, first times mentioned. Joseph possibly, let me use that word, possibly had a hand in inventing these wagons so he could distribute all the grain and all. And in our day, it would be compared to like a jumbo jet, a big cargo plane. That's exactly what it was designed to do, was carry not just food, but piles of food. So that's why I said the wagon is a special word here. And he gave them wagons, not carts. Big difference from a cart and a wagon. Gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. Verse number 22, and all them Gave each man changes of raiment. In other words, changes is plural, which means he gave them, his brethren, at least two changes of clothes, of raiment. At least two. Gave them changes of raiment. So he probably gave them, you know, two sets of clothing. But to Benjamin, he gave 300 pieces of silver and five changes of raiment. That was his little brother. So don't think he was playing favoritism, but at the same time, it was his brother from his mother's. He was his, how do they say that? My mother, my brother, my what? Yeah, that thing. I'm my brother's mother. They were how that worked. He was his real brother. Rachel and him were real brothers. So it was a little bit special, plus what all had happened with Benjamin. And remember the silver cup and all the stress, and he just poured out his grace upon Benjamin. Let me ask you a question. Do you think the other brothers were jealous? I don't think so. I think they were thrilled to get out of there with what they got. And man, we're going home, and we're going to be blessed. I don't think there was any jealousy there. I think they've learned their lesson over the 22 years. Hey, God's been good to us. God bless him. It's a lesson for us. You know, sometimes some people in our church and other places, they get blessed of God. And we said, well, why didn't we get that? They got five times more than I did, or twice as much as I did. And we fuss and complain, but yet ain't God been good to us? He's been good to us. And I think that's the attitude of the brothers. I don't think they were jealous. I think they were just happy. Man, I'm just so happy. My brother is second in command of Egypt, and he's provided us not just what we need, but more than we need. And for not just for us, for our children.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.